Y'all know my position about the Bible. I believe the Bible means what it says, and I don't have to guess about it or wonder about it. I just believe it means what it says.
Yeah.
We're going to look at that this morning. Now, if you will, join me in prayer, please. Father, we thank you for our Savior. We thank you, Lord, for loving us and sending your Son to die for us and pay for our sins, that by putting our faith and trust in him, we do have eternal life with thee. And this hope we have that's in thee is where our eternal life is at. And you provided this eternal life for us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And Father, we ask you now to be with us. Teach us your word by your Spirit and be with those that are sick. We ask you to heal them according to thy will. And Father, let us be able to accept thy will in these situations. And Father, we ask you this morning to give honor and glory to yourself in the class. In the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Well, who is James writing to? Right into the 12 tribes, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the 12 tribes at?
Scattered.
They're scattered. Well, beloved, they're still scattered today.
Mm-hmm.
They are not a nation under God today. And there are people that believe just because the United Nations made Israel a nation that they're under God. They are not under God today. God is not dealing with the 12 tribes of Israel today. In the dispensation that we live in Romans to Philemon, God is dealing with all men. It don't make no difference what tribe you're from or whether you are from a tribe or not. And when Jesus Christ died at Calvary, he died for all men. Nobody knew that until the Apostle Paul received that from the Lord in Acts 9. And in Acts 18, the Lord appeared to Paul in the temple and gave him a further revelation that we now stand in, which is called the dispensation of the grace of God. Now, there was grace back here to those who first trusted in Christ, but they were in the covenants of promise, and they got grace because of being in the covenants of promise. They were in the synagogue. They blessed the seed of Abraham. We got total grace without doing anything. Ephesians 2:4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us before the foundation of the world. Now, God knew all of us. Both groups of people, those who first trusted, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. These are already sealed. Okay? Now, this thing about the book of James here, look at verse 1 again with me. James, and servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
What did you say?
Do what?
What did you say?
James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. Did you catch what I said?
You said apostles.
I sure did.
That's
what I know. Well, you see, people just sitting just, well, you know, I reckon the preacher said it, so it's got to be right.
Yeah, but I thought it was my hearing bad and everybody else.
You know,
I ain't hollering loud enough for it.
That's a sharp one back there.
I hear you.
I didn't hear you say it.
Do y'all know where the, well, I tell you what, dude, I like to check out first mention. So let's go to Genesis chapter 11 and look at the first mention of scattered. Genesis chapter 11. And it gives me an understanding of what scattered means. Any of y'all ever fed chicken?
Yeah.
Take a handful of cracked corn and what do? You scatter it. I have planted fields for deer with oats and wheat and rye. Take a bucket and put some in, and I've scattered, which is what a lot of people call broadcasting. But you're scattering it all over. Now, in Genesis chapter 11, verse 1, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. It came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." Well, God scattered them. Look at verse 7. "Go to," this is God talking now, "go to, let us." Do y'all know who the us is? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. "Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build a city. And there is therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Is Israel scattered?
Yeah.
Go to Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26. Did James, the son of the brother of John, did he write to the 12 tribes that are scattered?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did, didn't he? He said he did. Mm-hmm. All right. So I know the book of James is written for me, but not to me. So if anybody, any denomination, gets that doctrine for people today out of the book of James, they're wrong, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 1, "You shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God." Now, come for time's sake, go to verse 21. And he's already talked to them about keeping the commandments and the statutes and the judgments and all. "If you walk contrary to me, I will not hearken," "and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your cattle, make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And if you walk," and "if you will not be refrained by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, will punish you yet seven times for your sins." Now verse 28, "For time's sake, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. I will chasten thee seven times for your sins, and you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. I will destroy your high places, cut down your images, cast your carcasses to the carcasses of the idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste, bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. I will not smell the savior of your sweet odors." In other words, he won't accept their sacrifices. "And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies shall dwell therein, shall be astonished at it." Now verse 33, "And I will scatter you among the heathen, will draw out a sword after you. Your land shall be desolate, your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land." Well, where are they at? They're scattered all over, aren't they? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now this is after God had told them if they obey him, he'll give them these blessings, and if they don't, he'll give them all these curses that's written in the law over here. Now Deuteronomy 30 verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon thee, the blessing and the cursing, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, will the Lord thy God have driven thee, and shalt return to the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart, with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, return and gather thee from all the nations where the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. Is God going to come back someday and gather Israel?
Yes.
Well, did he say Haggai was going to do it?
No.
Who's going to gather Israel again? Over here after the tribulation over here, which is a time of Jacob's trouble, which is 7 years long, God is going to send the Antichrist down here. Well, he's going to be here. He's going to let him be revealed after the rapture of the church. Then the 7 year tribulation over here, all Israel that turns from transgression in Jacob, they will go into the kingdom. The second coming will take place. The Lord was set on the throne of David in the heavens, and the 12 apostles will judge 12 tribes of Israel over here. Matthew 28 back here that's proclaimed that he's received all power. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Well, the Gentile nations in the time of Jacob's trouble here, I have to hush here. I can't spell and talk at the same time. These Gentile nations that bless the seed of Abraham over here in the tribulation, God will let them go into the kingdom, and they will have the gospel of the kingdom of Matthew 28 preached to them. You understand? So what are people doing today? They're trying to get us to bless Israel today to receive what God's going to give them over here. These Gentiles in Romans to Philemon are not the same as these Gentiles over here in the tribulation. You can find these Gentiles in Matthew chapter 25. They bless the seed of Abraham, and they go into the covenant the same as these right here that first trusted in Christ in the synagogue. They believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They blessed the seed of Abraham, so God sent the apostle Paul to them. And when that ministry is fulfilled, he sends Paul to Gentiles over here that are not in the covenants of promise. And that's where we're at today until the rapture of the church. So when you get over here in the book of Hebrews through Revelation, these are tribulation saints. Now,
amen.
I got a problem. I want y'all to help me with my problem this morning. Did James write to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad?
Yes.
Alright. Go to Matthew 26. Matthew 26. I've got a problem. Is Israel scattered?
Yeah.
Well, they scattered during the time of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yes.
They were scattered back in the Old Testament, wasn't they? God said, I scattered you all over. And there's numerous places you can read about this. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Zechariah, all kinds of places back here. Now, in Matthew 26, look at Let's go to verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Boy, how many people are taken in with this right here. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. No. For what?
Remission.
Now listen, anybody got any common sense knows what remission is. You got a problem, and the doctors give you some medicine. Sometimes it goes in remission. The problem's still there. If the medicine quits working, or if you don't do what you're supposed to do properly, eat the right diet, this thing can come back, and it's not in remission no more, is it? We don't have remission in Romans 5:11. We have forgiveness, not remission. That our sins will never be brought up against us. People do not understand that. They preach, if you'll repent and be baptized and turn to God, God will bless you. God will save you. No, ours is strictly faith in His blood when He died at Calvary. Now, watch what he says. Verse 28 again. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for remission of sins. Well, do you know anything that's contrary to that verse right there about the church, the body of Christ? What about Romans chapter 5, verse 11? We have now received the atonement. Israel doesn't receive the atonement till the second coming over here. And they have to endure to the end to get to it. Now, watch what he says here. Verse 29, but I say unto you, who's he talking to? The disciples, ain't he? Mm-hmm. Ain't that what he said in verse 26? He gave it to his disciples. Now verse 29, but I say unto you, well, that can't be the church, the body of Christ. That's his disciples. But I say unto you, I shall not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. That's why he told them to seek the kingdom of God. He said these things, and he told them in Luke 12 to sell everything they got. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things that he's talking about back in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will be added to them. So they go into the kingdom God takes care of. I could say some things here, but they ain't no need any. Look at verse 30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Hold fort. I thought they were already scattered. Now, give me some time here now. Come on, talk to me. Did he say that he scattered Israel back here in the Old Testament?
Yes.
Well, who is Jesus Christ talking about here in Matthew 26?
The little flock.
Smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered.
The little flock.
Well, did James write to the 12 tribes or the little flock?
12 tribes.
He said he wrote to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. In other words, he's trying to regather them over here. I tell you what, Duke, go to Zechariah chapter 13. Go to Zechariah chapter 13. If you got Matthew, go back through Malachi, going back toward the front, and you'll have Zechariah chapter 13. Alright, Zechariah 13, verse 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts shall be cut off and die. But the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire. Mm. I will refine them as silver is refined. I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name. I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. Now, go to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Here's my problem. Is Peter writing to the 12 tribes or who? Let's see if we can figure this out. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Who is Peter writing to?
The scattered.
Is he writing to the 12 tribes that are scattered?
Yes, I think so.
I don't believe he is.
No.
Go back to Matthew 26. I don't know if you're holding it or not, but go back to Matthew 26. Might as well go ahead and take Luke chapter 12. I wasn't going to do that, but I was reckon I'm going to have to. Go ahead and take Luke 12. And somebody remind me to go to Matthew chapter 21. Now Luke 12 and Matthew 26. All right, Matthew 26, verse 31. Then said Jesus unto them, now I know who he's talking to. He's talking to the disciples. All ye shall be offended because of me this night. Is he talking to the 12 tribes? Is Jesus talking to the 12 tribes? No, he's not. He's talking to the... In other words, when Jesus Christ was sent, he said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Here's the house of Israel back here. They're scattered all over the world, beloved, and have been since God scattered them back here because they walk contrary to him. Now, Jesus Christ has sent to them in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He says, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And when he sent the 12 out, he said, go not in the way of the Gentiles, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So in Matthew 26, he's talking to the sheep that are scattered. What are sheep? Got a shepherd, ain't they? Have they?
That's right.
They sure do. Verse 31, Matthew 26, 31. Then said Jesus unto them, the disciples, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the fold shall be scattered abroad.
Go to flock.
All right.
Do you care?
Flock. Yes. That's right. It ain't the fold. Hey, there's a word in here that's the fold, but this ain't the fold. This is the sheep of the flock. You know why? Didn't God tell them in the book of Acts, take heed to yourselves and to the flock over to which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers? To feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Did you understand that he said, this is my blood in Matthew 26? Go look at verse 28. They're talking about the blood to shed for the New Testament now, for remission of sins. He said, for this is my blood. Who's talking?
Jesus.
God. Well, in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, whose blood is it?
God's.
It's God's blood. Go back. Let's do it. Go to Acts 20 and let's look at it. I know you're holding a lot of stuff. We'll get there. Go to Acts 20. See, I just believe words means what they say. So if I want to know whose blood Jesus Christ shed, I ask the Bible. So I don't ask Dr. Snodgrass. He may lie to me. And I don't care about the dude but lie. I got nothing to use for. Verse 28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves. Well, who is he talking to? He's talking to the elders of the church at Ephesus. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. So the blood in that Matthew 26... Verse 28 is God's blood. Now, verse 31, Matthew 26, verse 31. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye. He didn't say all the 12 tribes. He's talking to the disciples. All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. They were scattered. So Peter I believe in 1 Peter chapter 1, when he's writing to the strangers that are scattered, he's not writing to the same people that James wrote to. I believe James wrote to the 12 tribes of Israel. You understand? What were the 12 tribes of Israel responsible for? What would they be looking for?
The Messiah.
I tell you what, dude. Drop everything you got. We may get there in just a minute, but just drop everything you got. Go to James chapter 5. It ain't hard to figure out what they were looking for. And you can find this over and over in the Old Testament, starting back there in the book of Numbers. Well, you can really go back to Exodus to start with. Now, James chapter 5. Let's go to verse 1. It's hard to break into the context sometimes. Verse 1. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries which shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver is cankered. The rust of them shall be a witness against you. Ye shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye shall have heaped up treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your field, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Do y'all know where that's found? In Leviticus 19, under the law. You're to pay a man every day when he gets through working at the end of the day. You're not supposed to pay him. When I first went to work at Greyhound, I wasn't making much money and didn't have much when I went to Greyhound. I just got out of the Marines. We got paid every 2 weeks. And they held back the first paycheck. So I worked a month before I got paid. And I was borrowing gas money and anything I could get back in them days. But in under the law, what I'm trying to show you, James is writing to people that are under the law. Now, what are they looking for? James chapter 5, verse 4. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries, and the cries of them which have reaped or entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it. Now watch what he says. Until he received the early and the latter rain. What are they looking for? The second coming. Verse 8. Be you also patient. Establish your heart. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Whenever I see the term coming of the Lord, I don't associate it necessarily with the rapture. You understand? The rapture and the second coming ain't the same, regardless of what denominational churches are preaching to people today. They're preaching that the rapture and the second coming are the same, and they ain't. This rapture is before the tribulation. Second coming is after the tribulation. And according to Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7, Israel will be saved out of the tribulation. We're saved from the wrath to come. This is the day of salvation. Amen. This ain't the day of wrath. God ain't pouring out his wrath. God ain't dealing with Israel today. God's going to deal with Israel after the rapture of the church. You can mark her down. Now, go to Hebrews while you're this close. Go to Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. That will be the new covenant that God would make over here after the tribulation with the house of Israel. Now, go back to 1 Peter and take Luke chapter 12. 1 Peter, Luke chapter 12. Is Peter and them looking for the second coming? Oh, sure they are. Are they descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. God ain't forgot about them. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered. Now, if Peter was going to be a writing to the 12 tribes, don't you think he was identified? Mm-hmm. Didn't James identify who he wrote to? Well, doesn't Paul identify who he writes to? Well, the book of Hebrews ain't written by Paul. And it ain't written whoever wrote it to the church of body of Christ. I'm not looking for the great shepherd. In John chapter 10, Jesus Christ said, I am the shepherd of the sheep. Now, we're not looking for the shepherd. We're looking for the head of the body. In other words, when Jesus Christ was resurrected, his whole body went, and that's the body of us in here that are believers, that believe that Jesus Christ died for us. When he was resurrected, we were resurrected with him. We're seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ. We are a spiritual group of people. We're not physical. We're not looking for the earth. These back here in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Hebrews through Revelation, they're looking for an earthly dwelling. Jesus Christ promised them that. Now, go to Luke chapter 12.
Percy, I want to ask you a question, please. Yes. These Jews here were scattered. There's some verse in Acts, and it talks about through the persecution of...
Well, that's Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
Is that right?
Yeah, go to Acts chapter 11. Yes, that's Acts 11:19. Those that were scattered upon the persecution that came about, Stephen travailed as far as Phoenicia, and he named the places there, and they went to preach to none but the Jews only. That's Acts 11:19.
Was that the Romans persecuted them, or the Jews, or both, or what?
Well, I suspect it would be some of them to be Jews and Romans also. See, Rome was in charge during this time here. They were under the power of Rome. Rome was ruling the world then.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were throwing them to the lions and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now look at Acts. You got Acts 11. Look at verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad. Well, I know this ain't the 12 tribes. You understand? Those that were scattered abroad upon the persecution that rose about Stephen, and that was in Stephen in Acts 6, verse 5, was filled with the Holy Ghost, and Stephen's preaching to them in Acts 7. In Acts 8, Saul of Tarsus was consenting unto his death, and when Saul did so, he became a blasphemer. He spoke against the Holy Spirit. Now, verse 19, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that rose about Stephen travailed as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus, Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And then what would they be preaching?
Gospel of the kingdom.
Gospel of the kingdom, that's right. We would not be preaching the gospel of Christ. They did not know anything about the gospel of Christ yet.
Amen.
Paul added that to Peter in Acts chapter 15, and he said so in Galatians chapter 2. He said, those that seemed to be somewhat added nothing to me, but contrarywise, we added something to them. So, beloved, I don't care where church it is, if they're not preaching Paul's epistle rightly divided, they ain't got nothing they can add to you. Now, they may take something away from if you get involved in it, and they will. We've seen them come and go. We've seen them see the truth and then run right back to that religious system, and after a while they ain't got the foggiest idea what the truth really was. They're convinced they got to do this, they got to get baptized, they got to repent of their sins, all kind of shenanigans. Religious shenanigans is all it is. And God said, I will not smell it. You say, you know the only sacrifice God will accept is the death of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's all he'll accept. Luke 12. Matthew 21. Somebody forgot to tell me to go to Matthew 21. Matthew 21. Now, in Matthew chapter 21, let's go to verse 42. Jesus said unto them, well, I'm interested who the them is. I know Jesus is talking, but who is the them? Go to verse 23. Matthew 21, 23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching. Hold the fort. I got a problem. I found me another problem now. Y'all ain't helped me with my first one yet, have you? No. So I done found me another. Is Jesus teaching?
Yes.
Well, I thought God Almighty said in the new covenant they won't be teaching everybody his neighbor saying, know the Lord. He said, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. You don't reckon Jesus Christ knows anything about the New Testament?
Mm-hmm.
He already told us in chapter 26, this is the blood of the new covenant. Well, is he teaching?
Yes.
Well, evidently, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John ain't New Testament, is it?
Amen.
It's Old Testament. Now, back to the context here, Matthew 21, verse 42. Jesus said unto them, well, I believe it's the people of verse 23, the chief priests and the elders. Now, Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? And you can find this in Psalms 118, verse 22, and other places, Isaiah 28. Now, verse 42 again. Jesus said unto them, did you never read the scriptures? Not just scripture now, but scriptures. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, it's marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Did he say he's going to take the kingdom from Israel? The leaders and the elders and all of Israel? Go to Luke 12. Luke chapter 12. Now he's already told them to be like the birds and the bees and don't work. God's going to take care of you. In other words, you seek the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you, what he's listed there. Now verse 31. But seek ye the kingdom of God. Well, when is the kingdom of God going to be set up? After the tribulation. Well, if we ain't going into the tribulation, we ain't going to get into the kingdom of God then, are we?
No.
No. You know why?
So
you got a verse in Colossians.
We're
already in the kingdom of his dear son.
Translated.
It ain't the same as the kingdom of God over here that comes down. That's Israel's promise. Verse 31. But rather seek ye kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock. Who said the flock?
he
there's the flock.
He blowed your whole sermon. Huh?
There's the flock right there.
What, Dad?
Fear not, little flock. Well, didn't we read in the book of Acts chapter 20, verse 28, take heed to yourselves? Over which the Holy Ghost is the what?
The flock.
Flock. Now, but verse 31, but seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, as your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have. Give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, nor moth doeth corrupt. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Did he say that he was going to give this to the little flock?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who is he talking to?
Peter and Lenny.
He's talking to his apostles, his disciples there. Now, what you holding? You holding anything that I told you to hold?
I
don't even know where we at. Where are we at?
See what you done, David.
Hey, does that leave you up for a suggestion?
No. Go with me to Ezekiel. I'm going to show you something in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. Let's start in verse 16. Ezekiel 36, verse 16. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doing. Their way was before me as an uncleanness, a removed woman, wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. Now you remember he told them back here, don't make no image in the likeness of anything. Mm-hmm. On the earth, above the earth, in the heaven, under the sea, or anywhere. And he also told them no pictures. Wow. Watch what he says here. Verse 18. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood. I suspect that's the blood of sacrifices that they've offered to God through Baal. Through their Baal worship. And God wouldn't accept it. Verse 18. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they have shed upon the land, for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. Did they pollute the land of God with idols? Well, ain't it still polluted today?
Yes.
Well, it sure is. So we know that God ain't dealing with Israel yet, are they? But over here, he's going to break down their idols and all that, and he's going to destroy it. Now watch what he says. Verse 19, and I scattered them among the heathen, as we've already read. And they were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord, and have gone forth out of his land, but I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen whither you went. And I will sanctify my great name. Well, has he done that yet?
No.
No, he ain't done this yet. This is yet future. And it's after the rapture of the church. It ain't during our time.
That's right.
Well, there are people standing out in the lightning storm that shake the fist. If there be a God, let him strike me dead right now, and they just walk off. You know why? God ain't dealing in wrath today. He's dealing in mercy. He'd have that person be saved. Well, how can he be saved? He can't be saved until he hears the gospel of Christ. Mm. Now, verse 23, and I will sanctify my great name, which profaned among the heathen, whether you profaned it in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes, for I will take you from among the heathen, gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes. In other words, they walk contrary to God back here, but over here they're going to walk in him because he's going to put a new spirit within them and cause them to walk. You know what they're going to walk in?
A new law.
Book of Hebrews says where there's a change of the priesthood, there was necessarily a change of the law. So we got a new law. You can find that over and over and over in the book of Revelation. Now watch what he says here. Verse 24, and I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Is God going to bring them into their own land someday over here?
Right.
Well, do we need to make preparation to help God do that?
No.
I didn't help him create this world. I ain't got nothing to do with my salvation except the faith to believe that he died for me. I ain't got nothing to do with the tribulation over here. I'm not gathering up ammunition to fight the Antichrist, because the Antichrist can't be killed over here until God kills him. You can't kill the Antichrist. He's going to have power to kill the saints over here in the tribulation. Those that reject the mark of the beast or his name, he's going to have the power to kill them. Now, verse 28, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. And I also, I will also save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you, and I will multiply your fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that you shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Verse 32, not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you. Well, is it conditional? Is this conditional? He said, not for your sakes do I this. Why is he doing it? For his great name's sake, so he can sanctify his name. Now, verse 32, not for your sake do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also call you to dwell in the cities, and in the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. Well, it ain't like the Garden of Eden over there now, is it? There's so many rocks and stuff over there, you can't even plow the ground, they tell me. God's going to clean it out. Verse 35, and they shall say, this land was desolate, it's become like the Garden of Eden. And the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, built the ruined places, planted that which was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Is God Almighty going to take care of Israel someday over here that go through the tribulation? He sure is. Well, the little flock is those that have started with the 12 apostles back here. Go back to 1 Peter and look at 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 1. 1 Peter 2, verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Well, how do people grow?
The word.
By the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by what? The word of God. As newborn babes desire the sin-sealed milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming? Well, who did he come to?
Israel. To his own.
Do you know how you know that? Hold your place here. Let's see who the Lord came to. Go to Romans. We'll ask our apostle, what do you say about this, Brother Paul? Go to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, verse 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost that I have great heaviness and continuous sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, the glory, and the covenant, the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises. Verse 5 now. Whose are the fathers, and of whom as concerning the flesh Christ came. Well, who did Christ come to? Israel. He was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He wasn't sent to the church of the body of Christ. Our doctrine is not in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Amen.
Now, verse 5. Those of whose are the fathers, of whom concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God bless forever. Amen. Go back to 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 4. To whom coming? Well, I know who he came to. Came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. To whom coming? That to a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. You can match that in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. He said, whose house are we if we hold a confidence and steadfast unto the end? End of what? End of the tribulation. We're not a house, we're a body. So that eliminates 1 Peter, James, and also 2 Peter. Because Peter said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you. He told them that. Now, what are these people looking to be? Let's come down for time's sake. For verse 5 again. You also in lively stones have built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. Are they a holy priesthood? Well, are we a priesthood?
No.
No, beloved, we're a body. Ephesians 5, verse 30. We are members of his flesh and of his body. Verse 6, wherefore also is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at his word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. Luke chapter 12, fear not, little flock, as your father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Here they are. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy. Well, beloved, that can't be the church, the body of Christ, because we have already received mercy. For his great love, wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, he's quickened us together with Christ. Which, verse 10, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. When will they obtain mercy? At the second coming. When the Lord comes back. The deliverer shall roar out of Zion. Turn away ungodliness from Jacob. He said, this is my covenant unto them when I'll take away their sins. I'm not looking for the second coming. I'm looking for the rapture. I'm ready to get out of here.
Amen.
This sucker's getting bad. If you don't think it's getting bad, just look around you. That's why I don't watch the news very much. I watch the weather sometimes, but the news, and I don't read nothing in the paper but the obituaries about all I read, and I will read the Harbor Freight ad that they put in there. Somebody said, well, you're going out there to Harbor Freight and buying Chinese and Japanese made stuff. Show me somewhere you can go that you don't buy Chinese made stuff or Japanese made stuff. The only thing we're making in this country is a mess. It's like a big mixer. and it's stirring, getting bad. And Paul told us in the latter days that people are going to be departing from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of who?
Devils.
Now, beloved, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 is very clear. If somebody, Church of Christ, I don't give a flip who he is, Church of Christ believe our doctrine is in the book of James, and it ain't.
Amen.
The book of James is about the law and looking for the first and the latter rain, the early and the latter rain. According to Hosea chapter 6, he will come in the first month. Early and latter rain. A farmer, when he plants, he considers. Did y'all ever realize why they call it the farmer's almanac? My wife's got one in the house. I don't pay it much attention. I ain't no farmer, but farmers used to pay attention to the farmer's almanac. They'd know when to plow or when to wait a day or two. And if they've had the cotton and the peanuts in the field and they was about ready to be picked or cultivated, they would check the farmer's almanac and say, you know, I might give them another week, but let's see what the almanac, well, it's going to rain Wednesday. You know, we better gather these things Monday. Because if it rains Wednesday, it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks before we can get in there and they'll rot in the ground. Mm. You know the old song, you can't pick much cotton when it's wet, it's going to rot. Farmers paid attention to that. These people here that are in this tribulation is going to pay attention to the book of Hebrews through Revelation. They're not going to, contrary to what I heard a grace preacher years ago say, that if you go into the tribulation, you need to get a hold of Paul's epistles, and ain't it going to help you? It's like the people are trying to make us do now, take Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and apply it in here in Romans to Philemon. It won't work.
Amen.
You can't take Hebrews through Revelation and mix it with Paul's gospel. They ain't the same. We're not looking for the second coming. We're looking for the rapture, for the Lord to change our vile body that be fashioned like unto his glorious body. I ain't through, but my time's up this morning. I appreciate each and every one of you being here.
Good job, Percy.
Yeah, thank you.